Once again, we thank the great God of heaven who does everything well. We have enjoyed thus far the time that we have spent. We appreciate the hospitality that have been given unto me and my wife, and we just appreciate the leaders here that had the fortitude and the mindset to select the first day of the week as a friend and family day. We constantly need to be reaching out to our friends and family members that are not yet a member of the Church of Christ. And I know we all have some relatives that's not members. I got some. You got some. Everybody got some. So, you know, it's just one of those things that we all go through. But we was grateful for the message on this morning, moving the clay out the way. And we just want to leave a little something with you this afternoon. Just a little something. From the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, and verse number 12 is where I really like to zero in on my lesson for this afternoon. And normally, Brother Ray said he noticed I didn't do something this morning. I normally sing a verse of a song, but I told him I was trying to reserve my throat. I was, you know, out and the weather changed on me, and, you know, it kind of started me to have a little soreness in my throat, so I was trying not to, overdo it this morning. But this afternoon, I feel a little better. I done ate some good food. I tell you, my compliments to the cook, all of them that did what they did, and they does it well here, Brother Herman. I just let them know that the preacher appreciate a good meal. Somewhere somebody said the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So I tell you, I just love the great fellowship that we had. And I shall not be very long, but I'm going to be strong. But just for a couple of seconds, let's hit this little light of mine. Well, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm singing, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, well, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All around the neighborhood, you know I'm let it shine. Well, all around the neighborhood, you know I'm gonna let it shine. Well, all around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Well, I won't let Satan blow it out. You know I'm gonna let it shine. Well, I won't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Amen. If you have your Bibles, iPads, iPhones with biblical Bibles on there, go to the book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and we appreciate Brother Hall for reading our scripture.
Amen.
We want to take our lesson for this afternoon from the book, from the verse number 12. It says, wherefore Jesus
also, that he might sanctify the people.
That he might sanctify the people.
With his own blood.
How will he sanctify the people? With his own blood. What did he do?
Suffered without the gate.
Suffered without the blood. Go ahead. Suffered without the gate.
Amen. Let us go forth, therefore.
Let us go therefore unto.
Unto him without the camp.
Without the camp.
Bearing his reproach.
Bearing his reproach. That's enough. That's enough. This afternoon I want to use as the subject how to describe the sanctified. How to describe the sanctified. You know, there was some time back in our days, Herman, that when you asked people was they sanctified, they was a little afraid to answer. They was a little nervous. They didn't know if they was sanctified. But the Bible have just proven that if you was part of Jesus who sanctified us with what? His blood. Then you was sanctified. Did he die? Did he die? He got up. He was a conquering Savior. Now, I'm going to set this up because I'm not going to be too long. But I want y'all to follow me now. I got a few things I'm going to pull out. Matter of fact, I might need about two or three readers. But we're going to get this done. So as I call these scriptures out to help me describe the sanctified on this Friends and Family Day, because people should notice that we are sanctified because we was purchased with Jesus Christ's blood. Somebody get for me Acts chapter 15 and verse 9. Somebody get for me Psalms 107 and 9. Somebody get for me Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Then Luke chapter 19 and verse 13. And we're going to end it this afternoon on 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 52. When we look at how to describe the sanctified, we realize that mankind has brought pollution, sin and pollution into all the world. And the only way that we can be freed of that sin and pollution is through repentance.
All right, preacher.
Repentance and faith brings forgiveness of sin. But in order for us to really stand out in describing the sanctified, we have to be purified. Did y'all hear what I said? We have to be purified. In order to be purified, you have to understand that as the Bible speaks over in Acts chapter 15 and verse number 9, the Bible says what? Look at here. No distinctions was made to us and them. Come on. What? Did I just say purified? Did I just say purified? We have to be purified? The Bible says we have to be purified. Come on. Look here. Purify your heart by faith. In other words, how do you describe the sanctified? Through purification by their faith. In other words, know what you believe in. Know whom your Redeemer is. Why? Because if you're going to be sanctified, you have to be purified because he died on the cross by shedding his blood, getting up a conquering Savior, and that enabled us to be sanctified. But you have to be purified. Y'all looking at me funny. I'll be where you want me in just a minute. So the first point is purified. But not only do we have to be purified and having faith, but I'll tell you, Brother Herman, we have to be satisfied. Huh? Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
First off, you got to be purified in knowing who you believe. But then the Bible talks about being satisfied.
All right.
See, Raymond, if you didn't enjoy what you're doing and you got up every morning to go to work and you had an attitude when you got up, you had an attitude when you got to the job, you had an attitude throughout the whole day, that means you are not satisfied in what you are doing. Is that all right? Now, y'all got to talk back to me. I don't want nobody going to sleep on me. Y'all got to talk back. I don't want you going to sleep because I'm trying to describe the sanctified. But first, you got to be purified. Then you got to be satisfied. Well, y'all looking at me like I ain't gave you no Bible for that. I better get them some Bible, Herman, because they looking at me all funny. Let's go over to Psalms 107 and verse 9. Y'all looking at me like I'm funny, huh? Whoa, 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 don't run off and leave me, brother. What was that word you said? So he satisfied. Look here, the soul is longing for something. Come on. Uh-huh. A hungry soul. See, if we're going to be satisfied, we got to long to try to find the word of God that comes. That's why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why? Because he was getting satisfaction guaranteed in knowing that the Lord was his shepherd. So where are we? We purify. We satisfy. Next one. We need to be fortified. Y'all didn't hear what I just said, did you?
Fortified.
We purify. We satisfy. We fortify. Yeah, don't try to cross me up here. I know where I'm going, Ray. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. You know, when you fortify, that says a lot, Herman, to be fortified. Because as a child of God, you know you're purified and you got the faith. Then you satisfy because you like doing what you're doing. You like serving whom you serve. So you're satisfied. But he also does something for us that allows us to be fortified. And I'm so glad today that we are fortified because the Bible says in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, what?
Behold,
I give unto you. Hold it. He give you some what? Look here. Did you not know that when you are sanctified, he gives you power to tread on serpents and scorpions? Ooh, that's some power, ain't it?
All right.
In other words, you are fortified because God gives us power to tread on scorpions and serpents. So what else it says? It's some more in there. I know it is. Look here. See, somewhere it says something about making your enemy your footstool.
Uh-huh.
If you are sanctified, you're purified. If you're purified, you satisfy. And if you satisfy, you fortify. That means you got some power from on high. Lord Jesus, help me somebody. I'm so glad today to know that I'm sanctified. That Jesus died on Calvary, shed his blood so I could be purified, satisfied, and fortified. But he didn't stop there. He didn't stop there, Herman. Because now you have to be occupied. Lord Jesus. Y'all ain't getting this this afternoon. Y'all ain't getting this. Boy, this sounding good here. Get for me Luke 19 and verse 13. See, if you sanctified, you're going to go about your Father's business. You're going to be doing some things. You know, he done gave you strength to tread on serpents and scorpions, and then he wants you to get busy. He wants you to be occupied. Luke 19 and verse 13 tells us what?
And he called his 10 servants.
He called 10 servants.
And delivered them 10 pounds.
And gave them something to help them out. Come on.
And said unto them.
And said unto them, do what?
Occupy.
What?
Occupy.
Put emphasis on that.
Occupy.
Didn't I say that if you're going to be satisfied, if you're going to be sanctified, you've got to be occupied?
Yes, sir.
He called 10 servants and told them to get busy. Sister Boz, he wanted them to go about the Father's business, but he wanted them to get busy working in his kingdom. Old John, over there in John chapter 4, it said, work while it's day, because night cometh when no man can work. God, if you are sanctified, you should already be busy trying to call in somebody.
Whew. Come on, preacher.
Get for me 2 Corinthians. I better give y'all a little more Bible on that, because some of y'all looking at me funny. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2.
We then, as workers together.
Look at, and see, that's what we got to understand. We then, as workers together.
With him.
Did y'all hear me? Work together with him. Look at, we got to stop trying to be solo. We got to work together. Mm-hmm. I think I need to give y'all an example. Y'all looking at me funny.
Come on, preacher.
Anybody in here know the Bulls? The Chicago Bulls?
We heard of them.
Well, all right, we won't do, let's do Cleveland. Let's do Cleveland. Yeah, everybody know Cleveland. Yeah, we know Cleveland. But you know what? Let's go back to the Bulls. Let's go back to the Bulls. Cause I'm trying to show you, I'm trying to strive something. Did that Bible say work together? Okay, well, let me show you something. In order for the Bulls, when they had Michael Jordan, to do what they did, they had to work
together.
See, now, when Mike was there by himself, he couldn't do it.
Nope.
He had to build a team and put some players around him that would help him.
Together.
In other words, when Mike was there, he had to get a Horace Grant. He had to get a Dennis Rodman. He had to get a Scottie Pippen. And he had to get some other players to help him. And when he got the right first people around him, he was able to work together with them so that they could go on for a championship. Well, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about if we want to be victorious, we got to put the right people around us so that we can go on and be victorious. Why?
Right.
Because we are sanctified.
Yes, sir.
We're purified.
Yes, sir.
We're satisfied.
Right.
We're fortified. Yes. We're occupied. Lord Jesus, help me somebody.
Come on, preacher.
Help me somebody. All I'm talking about this afternoon is we got to learn how to work together, and we got to learn how to go into the world and tell folks about a dying Savior and help them become sanctified.
All right, preacher.
Y'all hear what I said?
Come on, preacher.
Whew.
That's good.
How to describe. That all right, Brother Hall? How to describe. See, there was once in a while we was a little afraid to mention that. But I jumped up and down now, because I'm sanctified. I'm purified. I'm satisfied. I'm fortified. I'm occupied. Yes, sir. All right, y'all looking like y'all getting tired of me.
No, preacher, come on.
Y'all looking like you're getting tired.
Keep going, preacher.
Ray, you got any more on that verse?
Yes, sir.
You didn't put your Bible down, did you?
No, sir. I
Lord Jesus. Help them there, somebody. Come on, Ray.
What verse you want?
Do number two. We then as workers together.
With him.
With him.
Beseech you also.
He beseech you also.
That ye receive not the grace of God.
Look at here. That you receive not the grace of God.
In vain.
In vain. See, first of all, grace is something that we didn't deserve.
All right.
We didn't deserve. But he gave it to us anyhow. Why? Because we are sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. Come on.
For grace. He saith.
Uh-huh.
I have heard thee in a time accepted.
Look here. Now, he didn't say tomorrow. He said now is the acceptable time to do what?
And in the day of salvation.
The day of salvation.
Have I succored thee?
Have I helped you? Come on.
Behold now.
Is
the accepted
time. Acceptable time.
Behold now
is
the
time
of
salvation. See, stop putting off. Tomorrow ain't promised.
All right.
James said, what is life but a vapor? We here for a little while, and yet we vanish away.
Yes, sir.
I come to tell you this afternoon that if you are sanctified, you purify. If you are sanctified, you satisfy. If you are sanctified, you fortify. If you are sanctified, you occupy. But then, this is the one I like. Let me give you a verse, because y'all looking at me funny again. Somebody looking at me funny. Go over to 1 Corinthians 15 and 52, and then I think I'm going to close it out on Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 1. Maybe all the way down to verse 4. But this last one I like, because if you realize you sanctified, and you know he done gave you power, and you know he wants you to get busy, then he kind of tells us we have a home not made with hands. Lord Jesus.
Right,
see how it all worked out? First of all, he said, get right. You're purified. Then he says, be satisfied in the life that you're living. Then you're going to run into some problems. You're going to have some folks messing with you. But I want you to be fortified enough to not let your enemy take you down. Because
right.
I give you some power from on high.
Yes.
Then he said, you know, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So I want you all to get busy in doing something. Why? Because you're sanctified. And when you do that and you finish up going out there trying to bring somebody in, then I want you to be glorified.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Lord.
Dead preacher.
Did y'all get that? I better slow it down. Y'all look like I'm moving too fast. Let's see. Purify.
Yes, sir.
Satisfy.
Yes, sir.
Talk back to me, sister. Fortify. That's what I'm talking about. Talk back to me, sister. Yeah. Fortify.
Hallelujah.
Occupy. And when you finally get through doing what God wants you to do, he's going to glow. Woo, Lord. Boy, we got a beautiful life in Christ. That's why I say when you come to the house of God, you shouldn't be all frowned. You should be shouting for joy. You should be saying hallelujah. You should be singing and looking up and just knowing how to lift your hand and praise the Lord. Why? Because you're sanctified.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Woo. Too long we've been sitting around looking like we got lemons on our face. Huh? Frowning. The one thing about a preacher, when he up front, he see everybody's face. He can see those that's getting it.
He
can see those that ain't getting it. And he can see those that got problems. But I'm closing now.
Come on, preacher.
On this glorified.
All right.
Because you see, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 52 tells us.
In a moment.
Can y'all just picture? After you have did what he asked you to do, that it says in a moment. Come on, Ray.
In the twinkling of an eye.
Look at, and just twitch your eye. Twitch your eye. Just twitch your eye. You know, twinkling of an eye. Lord Jesus. In a moment, in the twinkling of your eye. What's going to happen, Ray?
At the last trump.
Yeah, the last trumpet. Come on.
For the trumpet shall sound.
The trumpet is going to sound.
And the dead shall be raised.
Look here, the dead is going to rise. Come on.
Incorruptible.
Incorruptible.
And we shall be changed.
We shall. Look here, we're going to transition. We're going to be changed. Now, y'all getting it? Y'all know what a change is? Do I have to go tell y'all about the caterpillar? Do I have to tell them about the caterpillar? See, now y'all know a caterpillar is an ugly looking thing when it.
Come on, preacher.
That caterpillar is an ugly little creature.
Furry, ugly.
Ugly when it first come out.
Mm.
But then it goes through a transition.
Yes.
Some call it a metamorphosis.
Yes.
It changed.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, it talks about a twinkling and in a moment, but then that caterpillar transition is
set. Right.
And it comes out ugly. But then once the transition take place,
yes, sir,
that caterpillar becomes a beautiful butterfly.
Metamorphosis.
Yellow colors.
Come on,
green colors.
Yes, sir.
Orange colors. And that's what God is looking for us. Sometimes we might be in an ugly state. Woo! But because you are sanctified, he said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, something is going to happen to the incorruptible.
For this corruptible,
for the corruptible,
must put on incorruption.
Must put on incorruption. Come on.
And this mortal,
and this mortal,
must put on immortality.
Look at that. You got to put on some immortality. Hit for me Colossians 3, verse 1, and I'm going to close this up, and I'm going to let y'all get ready to go home. Look here. First of all, if you be being risen with Christ. Look at, stop worrying about your car. Stop worrying about your house. Stop worrying about your clothes. He says, seek ye those things that are above. In other words, Brahal, he's saying, put him first. Too many of us put the job first. Too many of us put, so the bonds, you know what I'm talking about. Too many of us put our car. I remember when I was growing up, and on Sunday, I used to drive around and see so many of my friends wasn't going to church. But you know what they're doing, Ray? They're waxing and washing their car. They'll stay on their car all from 8 o'clock in the morning, or if not earlier, till all the way that evening. And then the car be looking good. But what they fail to realize, who gave them the car? So, he tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Come on. Why should I seek? Because Christ sitteth on the right hand. Come on. Look at here. Start thinking about things above. Lee, you see all this stuff going on in the world? We are dead. Is he? Yes, sir. Come on. And didn't I say we're going to be glorified? Didn't I say I rest my case? I'm done. I'm going to close. I just want y'all to know that if you're sanctified, you got to be purified. You got to be satisfied. You got to be fortified. You got to be occupied, and you're going to be glorified. Ain't no way you can get around it if you're doing what the Lord wants you to do. You're going to have a home that's not made with hand. This afternoon, are you sanctified?
Yes, sir.
Because you're purified? Are you satisfied? Are you fortified? He gives you some power from on high to deal with your enemies. Are you busy? He wants you to be occupied. And then, Herman, he said, when you're done all of that, come on up just a little bit higher. And then that's when you receive that certificate. You know what certificate I'm talking about? The one that says, well done, my good and faithful servant. I want you to just come on up now and be, you know, over a little bit more now. You did what I told you to do down here. Now just come on up now, because your certificate is now ready. There may be somebody in the audience tonight that need to be sanctified. Somebody need to be purified. Somebody need to be fortified.
All right.
Somebody need to be occupied. Somebody need to be glorified. You have heard the word. It's up to you to believe it. Repent of your sin. Confess Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You too can go down in this watery grave of baptism, come up a new creature in Christ Jesus, and you too can come out shouting, I'm sanctified because I'm purified, because I'm satisfied, because I'm fortified, because I'm occupied, I'm glorified. If that be your decision, we're going to ask you to come as we together stand and sing the invitation song.